Phil, again, we've done it on the road. A few days you stood here frustrated, but a great performance today. You've got to be happy with that.
Yeah, well, we spoke to the lads about making the point on Saturday into a really good one. That was the aim today, making all the sacrifices we've made over the last couple of days, making that worthwhile. And I think we really did that. I mean, first half, they had some good chances. We scored a really good goal, but we improved a lot in the second period. And I thought second half we were excellent. And it was a really, really good performance from us all around both sides of the game.
We've almost learnt our lessons, didn't we? We didn't say we sat back on Saturday, but that was the case. We had a 1-0 lead. Today we kept the work rate up. We went in search of the second and killed the game off.
Yep, well, we spoke to the lads about the period at Chesterfield when they'd gone down at 10 men. And we took our foot off the gas and nearly got punished. And the second half against Scunthorpe, where they played with more intent than we did, and it was almost as if we're on a good run, the result will take care of itself. Well, it doesn't in football. You get punished. And today we said at half time that we had to go out and play in the second half a lot better than we'd done in those two games, and I thought second half were excellent.
Yeah, we certainly were. James Hansen getting the goal on his return to the side as well, a great start for us.
Yeah, it was a terrific move, and quality little ball from Mark standing up to the back stick, and that's the type of service James thrives on, and he wasn't going to miss once that ball had been played up to him.
Yeah, and away form, and we've talked about the home form, it's frustrating for some people and yourself that we can't always produce at home as we do away from home, but we've been brilliant on the road.
I disagree with you.
We've been playing well at home, but brilliant away.
We had a period where we didn't get the results.
Yeah, of course.
We've had better results away from home, but recently we've played well, so, you know, there's no... You know, first of all, it doesn't matter where you get the points as long as you get them.
Yeah.
At home we've been playing well. Like I said, we held our hands up against Scunthorpe in the second half. We didn't do enough, and we got punished for it. But you know, prior to that, Orient, Dartford games, we've been excellent. So home or away, I'm pleased with the form at the moment. You're never going to get perfection all the time. You're always going to have to readjust parts of the team and parts of the mentality, and like we said, you know, you can't, when you're on a good run, it's easy to think that it'll take care of itself, the result, but it doesn't. It needs 11, 14 players to go to the whistle, and we did that today.
And the small margins in football, we were dominant for large parts of the game. They hit the post. Had that gone in, it might have been a different story.
Yeah, but in saying that, we've had some great chances.
Yeah, loads.
You know, Billy Knott's had one where it's come back to him. We've had some great chances to kill the game off. And we said at half time that it was important that we went out and went to go that second goal. And we've got a lot of good situations. Unfortunately, we got it in the end. But we had other opportunities to kill the game off. But, you know, 2-0 away from home. A good solid result.
Yeah, and we've seen teams go down to 10 men recently. We saw the challenge right in front of us. In fact, he almost wiped you out, James Meredith, because it was a pretty awful challenge, wasn't it?
Well, there's two challenges in front of the dugout, and the ref just said to me they weren't yellow, they weren't red, they were amber. I mean, the first one in particular on James, you know, was a very dangerous challenge. And like I said, after the weekend game against Scunthorpe, you know, the lad Osborne has injured Billy Clark with a very poor tackle. I'm all for keeping everybody on the pitch because you don't want to see that. And tackling's part of the English game, but when a tackle has got a chance of hurting or seriously injured a player, it's got to be a red, and that was a red.
Is he okay, James Meredith? Because he got a couple, didn't he?
I haven't spoke to him. Just come out of the dressing room now, but Matty will let me know on the coach. But Meza's a tough lad, and he'll want to play on Sunday.
I know you probably know all the results, but they have all gone our way today. We sit fifth in the table as well, and we're 2 points clear of the teams out of the playoff places. Yeah. So I mean, that's a great position to be in at the moment.
Yeah, that's good. It's important we keep improving, and I was so pleased with how we played today in the second half. I really was. For the points we've discussed in this interview already about previous 45 minutes, but there was a real quality in our play, intensity, but with a real quality, and the lads are in high spirits, as you can imagine, in the dressing room, and we've got to get our feet back on the ground and look forward to Notts County at home.
Yeah, just let me ask you about the formation, because you did change it around today.
Yeah, we just felt we just put Yatesy in behind and just give them something to think about, and it worked. We looked a threat. We got crosses in from that system, with movement. At times, it took us a little bit of while to adapt again to that. We'd played it a lot early in the season. We worked on it for a couple of days training. But I thought in the second period, it was almost as if we'd had 45 minutes training exercise and done okay. And everyone just clicked into gear. And I just felt, defensively in the first half, we were 5 or 6 yards out of position without the ball, and on the ball I didn't think we were working hard enough to make things happen. And you know, apart from a couple of occasions we did, but in the second half there was a big improvement.
And you talked about the turnaround. We've got a game you know, in less than 48 hours time now at Notts County, who have got a great away record as well. So, you know, we're going to be after be at our best again on Sunday, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. They come to us, you know, unbeaten away from home. You know, but I really do want to see the ground absolutely rocking with the supporters, you know, on Sunday. I really do. I think the lads deserve that. You know, the ones we had today were terrific. You know, there's a little bit of disgruntlement when we conceded late, but you know, that does happen in football. But the spirit in this group of players and the run, the honesty in the run we're on at the moment, I want to see the ground absolutely bouncing. Everybody get right behind the team and do everything you can, so we can go into the FA Cup game in a good league position.
And I've got to mention, Gary Jones and Gary Thompson are both back as well, so it adds a bit of extra spice, doesn't it, to the game?
Yeah, and they're both good players for us. Obviously, Tomo got some important goals. Gary, you know, was a pivotal player for us. And, you know, pleased to see them both doing well, because they have done very well. And they're good players, they're good lads, and we'll wish them all the best after the game on Sunday.
Yeah, and this is a perfect Christmas for you if you can go and get 3 points, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I know I've said it already, but in the hotel at lunchtime, we spoke about, you know, making sacrifices, which we've all had to do over the last couple of games, you know, a couple of days. And you know, there's nothing worse at Christmas if you do that and then you don't get the results. You know, we can get on the coach now and thinking, yeah, it was worth it yesterday, not quite having that extra glass of wine or that extra mince pie. It was worth it. And the lads look fit today. They look fresh and they look fit, and that was good for us.